On today's show, U.S. car sales continue to defy the pessimists. Jeep is bringing back the Scrambler, and automakers turn to wheel curtains to improve fuel efficiency. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 3rd of 2016. The U.S. car market continues to shrug off bad news. Despite winter storms battering the East Coast, a huge drop in the stock market, and worries about a global slowdown, new car sales posted strong gains in January. The SAR hit 17.4 million units compared to 16.6 a year ago. Total sales came to 1.1 million vehicles, up nearly 8% on a daily selling rate basis. Amongst full-line manufacturers, Fiat Chrysler posted the strongest gains thanks to double-digit gains of Dodge, Ram, and Jeep. Nissan posted a solid 10% gain, even though sales were down at its Infiniti brand. A side note here. Though the numbers are still small, the Titan pickup was up 31%. GM saw its sales increase nearly 9%, all the more impressive since the company deliberately reduced its fleet sales by more than 23%. So that increase all came on the retail side of the business. Honda, Ford, and Toyota also posted gains, but since their sales were up less than the overall market, they actually lost market share. Amongst the companies that have a more limited lineup, Volvo sales shot up more than 21%, Porsche enjoyed a spectacular month, while Jaguar, Land Rover, Audi, and Subaru also outperformed the overall market. It was a strong month for everyone except Tesla and Volkswagen, the only two companies to see their sales decline. Speaking of Volkswagen, it just submitted its recall plan to the EPA and the California Air Resources Board for its 3-liter diesels with emission cheating software. The two agencies will review the proposal and decide whether or not it meets with their approval. But the company still needs a plan to fix its 2-liter diesels, and it sounds like the company is struggling to come up with a solution. Last month, CARB rejected VW's plan to fix those models because it was incomplete. Some analysts say that VW may have to end up buying back a lot of those cars, and that could cost the company at least $5 billion. And still to come, Jeep is growing by leaps and bounds, and coming up next, we'll show you how the brand plans to keep on growing.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Jeep sales keep growing at jaw-dropping rates, but guess what? Sales are about to get better. FCA just announced it's taking Jeep to the Indian market midway through this year with the Wrangler and Grand Cherokee models. Last year, FCA said it will invest $280 million in a manufacturing joint venture with Tata Motors that will support the production of a new Jeep model, which should start rolling down the line in 2017. India is currently the fifth largest car market in the world, but with over a billion people in the country, the growth potential is huge. And in other Jeep news, FCA CEO Sergio Marchionne confirmed at the Detroit Auto Show that Jeep will make a pickup truck based on the Wrangler. And now Auto Forecast Solutions reports it will be called the Scrambler. I'm sure many of you remember the Scrambler that Jeep produced from 1981 until 1986 that was based on the CJ7. But we think the name can be traced back even further to 1969, when AMC, in collaboration with Hearst, produced a performance model of the American Rambler called the SC Rambler. Get it? Scrambler? Back in November, we reported that the Jeep pickup will be made at the company's Toledo Supplier Park plant, and Auto Forecast says the production will start in October of 2018. Coming up next, aerodynamics are becoming so important that automakers are shaping air in ways they could have never dreamed of doing.
Bridgestone's revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles on a flat.
I feel unstoppable, like a superhero.
With a sidekick.
Yeah, you're my sidekick, right, bud?
No.
Okay.
Automakers always knew that making their cars more aerodynamic would improve their fuel efficiency. But they usually skipped a lot of detail work because it was too time-consuming or expensive. But with fuel efficiency standards getting tougher, now it's worth taking the time. We're seeing grille louvers, belly pans, air fins, and bigger air dams showing up on cars. And we're also seeing more of what they call wheel curtains. Ford is using this on the Mustang and F-150, and BMW on the X5. By channeling air from under the headlamps through the leading edge of the front wheel wells, this reduces turbulence and reduces drag. Hyundai even uses them on the new Elantra. And when this kind of detail starts showing up on entry-level cars, you know it's a trend worth paying attention to. By the way, Hyundai claims the coefficient of drag on the Elantra is only 0.27, which is a very impressive number for a car of this class. And be sure to tune in to Autoline After Hours tomorrow. Our guest will be Bob Lutz, so you know this is going to be a memorable show. No doubt he's going to have some quotable things to say about what's going on in the industry these days. So if you've got a question you'd like to post to Maximum Bob, shoot us an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.